I'm David Brancaccio in New York. President Trump last night led with the economy, but let's bring context to some statistics used. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is in Washington. What did he say?
The president was eager to point out the economic growth that has taken place since he was elected.
In just over 2 years since the election, we have launched an unprecedented economic boom, a boom that has rarely been seen before.
Now, David, notice that President Trump cites the 2 years after the election. He takes credit for the economic growth that occurred during the last few months of the Obama administration. President Trump said, quote, "We have created 5.3 million new jobs." He's counting the number of jobs created since Election Day 2016, not since he took office in January of 2017.
The president specifically talked about the economy adding manufacturing jobs. What's the data?
We actually have a new analysis of manufacturing jobs out today from the New York Fed. It says the U.S. lost almost 6 million manufacturing jobs from 2000 to 2010 and has only gained back close to 1 million. And those job gains were not spread evenly across the country. The Fed says they were clustered in what it calls auto alley, a narrow corridor from Michigan to Alabama.
The president brought up unemployment and women.
That's right. The president said there are more women in the U.S. workforce than ever before. Now, David, it's true that unemployment for women has been falling since the end of the recession, but there are also more women today because the population is growing and the number of women in the workforce has been increasing steadily since the 1980s.
Interesting. Nancy, thank you.